Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented today by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Green County Environmental Administrator, Chuck Wentel, joining us now. So thank you very much, Chuck, for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Coltrane.
You bet. Well, this is the time of year. We're starting to see a little bit warmer temperatures. Great time of year to talk about getting back out and doing some well testing from your perspective.
This is a good time of year to private well water testing program. We test all year long, but you know, this is kind of a good reminder. It's time to get out there and do some testing.
And so talk to us about how somebody goes about that. It's primarily for those that maybe live in the rural area, right? Because
yep.
I can't imagine anybody in the different towns have wells.
Right. Very rarely does anybody within the city limits have a well, but generally out in the rural part of the community of Greene County that we can go out and test your well. And we have a program that pays for that. So there's no cost to the well owner. We test for bacteria, nitrate, arsenic, and manganese. We get the results and let you know what your water shows, you know, if there's any levels that are of concern, and we can kind of work together on what we need to do to help get that water a little better quality for you.
So if somebody were to do this free well testing program, Chuck, and they detect something that may be irregular or something that's not quite within regulation, they don't automatically just get hammered with a bunch of penalties or anything like that.
Oh, no, there's no penalties or anything. And there's no requirement, but it's just this kind of a service that we offer. The grant helps pay for this and helps the well owner know what they've got and what they need to do to have good quality water in their home.
Now, you did mention the grant program. Tell us a little bit specifically what that grant is and how that works.
What it's called is the Grants to Counties program. It is funded from a surtax on farm chemicals. And that money goes into a pool and it's divided out to all 99 counties. It helps us offset the cost for the water testing. And then it also, we can help a well owner if they've got old wells on the property. We can plug an old well, or if they have an older well that is their primary well but may need some upgrades, we can also do some cost share to help them upgrade that well to better serve them.
Kind of walk us through the process. Does it take like hours to do the well testing or it just takes minutes? Can you kind of walk us through that?
Basically, they give me a call, we schedule a time, or I can get a sample from an outside hydrant in case nobody's around, and we can start there. I take the samples, and then the samples go to a combination of the bacteria and nitrate go to the State Hygienic Lab in Coralville, and the arsenic and manganese tests go to the State Hygienic Lab in Ankeny. So we usually get the results back in about 5 to 7 days, and then we can go from there, and we let the well owner know what they've got, and if they come back clean, everything's good. We've got a lot of well owners that like to test once a year. Usually every year, some new people, you know, whether they've moved out to an acreage or something, they decide, hey, let's, you know, see what our water is. And, or if they're looking at water treatment, especially with like manganese, water softeners take care of that. Sometimes some of the different kind of filters and things like that. If for some reason we find arsenic, that has to have a reverse osmosis type drinking water system to help clear that up. One of the things there's an additional test if we do find that, because there's two different kinds of arsenic. There's arsenic 3 and arsenic 5.
Okay.
So we want to know what levels of each of those are. So we can do a follow-up test on that. If you already have a drinking water system, a lot of times what we'll do is we'll do a water test out at the hydrant to see what the water is coming out of the ground, and then also a test at your reverse osmosis system, just make sure it's working correctly.
Okay. All right. So has there been recent issues with either manganese, which I know has been a kind of a familiar one for people, but arsenic hasn't really been that recent of a discovery here, I guess, in Greene County. Has there been cases like that found?
Yeah, we found a few spots where we're showing some slightly elevated arsenic levels. So we've been kind of encouraging testing in that area just to see if it's just a pocket, which usually that's what it seems to be. Is, you know, you find an area and then just kind of test out from that person and find out if there's any certain area. A lot of times on that, we're not real sure, but maybe drought conditions have something to do with that it shows up maybe a little more prevalent at this time. Arsenic is a natural occurring, so it isn't something, it's man-made that happened. It's natural occurring in the soils. So there could be a reaction of just not having that extra rainwater filtering through over the last few years and the concentration's changed.
You said that new people kind of take advantage of this program. You've got ones that do it every year. Is there a lot of people in Greene County that do this program with you?
There are a fair amount, but okay. There's still quite a few that I probably have not tested their well, or they may not, or It's been maybe quite a few years. I know I've had a few that I've tested recently. They said, well, it's been maybe 5 years or even 10 years since they've done it. So, and again, a lot of times, kind of like anything else, a lot of people don't test unless there's an issue or they think there's an issue. They notice a smell in the water or discoloration and say, oh, well, let's get it tested. But it is a good practice. You know, like I say, we have our grant to help pay for it, so we can do it yearly. And then any follow-up test, if we do find something, you know, that additional test doesn't cost anything either. You know, we use that money to help basically get everybody good, clean drinking water.
And what about people that have like multiple wells? Can you test all of them free of charge as well?
Yep. When we have that happen, we just got to make sure that we kind of designate which one's which so we don't get anything mixed up. And but yeah, we can do multiple wells, and we've done that for some people that do have, it's kind of rare, but we do have some places around that maybe have livestock and stuff, so we do multiple tests.
Okay. So again, can you kind of revert back to how people can get a hold of you to get that scheduled? And it sounds like you can do it when the homeowner's not even there as well.
Yeah. Biggest thing is just give me a call either at 515-386-5669 or 515-370-6669, which is my cell phone. Usually we do the tests like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That way we get them to the lab with plenty of time during the week. And again, you know, we can just call and schedule. I don't have to do one from inside the house unless that's where somebody would want it right away. That way we can see what the water is coming, you know, if it's from a hydrant near the well, we can see what's coming out of the ground. And then we can go from there if we need to test inside the house or do a retest and just work our way from there.
And that's the Greene County Environmental Administrator, Chuck Wentel, joining us once again. You're listening to Let's Talk Greene County, presented today by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction, your channel seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.